The following is another Classic Hits sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Mestel looking for a little pick, throws it into the corner, Sokolowski, she'll try a three, and Bailey answers with her second three of the ball game. 10 points for Sokolowski.
Today, it's live coverage of the GICC early season basketball tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the lead, or fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
The Stars are coming off a state championship in volleyball and a one-loss football season, and are both rated in the preseason top 10. This weekend, they look to start another successful basketball season with a pair of wins. It's Kearney Catholic basketball coming up next. But first, with the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Randy Bushcutter for all the action right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. The early season basketball tournament going to wrap up in the next 32 minutes of hoop action anyway, as Kearney Catholic will be taking on Sandy Creek for the boys' championship. This is a matchup similar to us because the girls just wrapped up a little bit ago. Kearney Catholic came away with the title in a battle of top five teams in Class C1. The Stars won it 63-30, and shocked that that game was a 33-point contest, and I'll be surprised if this one is as well. Sandy Creek, a little bit more of a defensive struggle yesterday. They had to play with pretty good defense because, well, by their own admittance, they did not shoot the ball real well yesterday, but they still won over Wood River, a final of 44-36 to get here. Kearney Catholic looked pretty good in their 67-43 win over Lincoln Lutheran yesterday. They lived up to that number six ranking in Class C1, and they'll try to do the same thing here again today. And so Sandy Creek might try to keep this one a little bit more low scoring. Obviously, they want to score high, but they want to maybe chain down the tone of the game, whereas Kearney Catholic would love very much to get into a running game with Sandy Creek. So the early part of this game, probably fairly important. If Kearney Catholic can kind of set the pace and set the tone for the game and make this an up-tempo game, that probably would favor them. If Sandy Creek can maybe be a little bit more half-court, slow things down a little bit, and get some good looks and get shooting a little bit better, that might be very crucial to their success as well. So whoever sets the tone probably is going to be in much better shape in this ball game here, as both these two teams come in with a perfect 1-0 records here in the early season. So Sandy Creek, Kearney Catholic, doing battle again, this time in boys basketball for the championship of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. And we'll give you the starters for both the Stars and the Cougars when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. As let's give you our starting lineups. Again, just like the previous game, Sandy Creek will be the visiting team on the scoreboard, and Kearney Catholic will be the home team. So here are the starters for the red-clad Sandy Creek Cougars. Their starting lineup looks like this. Scott Hill, he is 6 foot tall and a senior. Mitch Hendricks is 6'2 and a senior. Andrew Cota, 6'3 senior. Anthony Grazer, 6 foot and a senior. And Caleb Schlick, 6'6 senior for head coach Matt Schwartzendrummer. So five seniors starting here for Sandy Creek. Now for Kearney Catholic, their starters are Matt Moore, he's 5'9 and a junior. Brian Hoosman is 5'10 and a senior. Connor Strike, 5'9, a senior. David Squires, also a senior at 6'2, and Alex Lee is a 6'1 senior for head coach Don Lee. So of the 10 starters out there, there are 9 seniors, 1 junior, so a couple of very veteran ball clubs making our starting lineup. The starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. As we mentioned, Kearney Catholic won fairly comfortably yesterday as they got past Lincoln Lutheran 67-43. Sandy Creek did not shoot the ball well, but they still won over Wood River 44-36. A little bit slower tempo game in that matchup. But again, Sandy Creek still defensively did some very, very nice things. And Coach Schwartzendrober happy with how his defense played, really, for the most part. And just kind of thought that maybe there was a lot of points that they left out there yesterday, and they're going to try to get those back here. We talked with Coach Lease at halftime of the girls' game, and he kind of bemoaned the fact that teams with as much skill as Sandy Creek, was as much tenacity and veteran leadership as Sandy Creek, so rarely shoot poorly 2 days in a row. So he's kind of anticipating that this might be a little bit higher scoring affair here tonight. Again, Kearney Catholic comes in rated number 6 in the state. Sandy Creek is unrated, but a win today could very well change that. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with a tip between Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic here in boys basketball right after this quick timeout.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up, and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. The Stars and the Cougars being introduced here. The Stars, of course, will be in their new home white uniforms with kind of green accents around the collar and down the sides. Again, very similar to a pattern made popular a few years ago by Marquette University, whereas the Cougars will be in their road red uniforms with the black Sandy Creek, a little white outline on across the chest, and black numbers with a little bit of white trim, and nice handshakes going on between these two teams. David Squires out there running for office. He's shaking everybody's hands and patting them on the back, and we're all ready to go here. Hoosman will be doing the jumping here for Kearney Catholic. He did yesterday. No, we're going to switch it up. Lease will be doing the honors here for the Stars. He'll go against Mitch Hendricks, and we're just about ready to go underway. Jeff Schwartz throws it in the air. The tip is knocked into backcourt, and Matt Moore is going to pick it up here. So Kearney Catholic will have first possession of the game here for these two teams. They'll get up right side for Lee. He'll shoot a long three. It's no good. And rebounded by Hendricks. And so here comes Sandy Creek quickly in the offensive zone. Grazer has it. He'll give it on the baseline here for Cuda, and they'll reset the offense. Stars going man-to-man right now. Bounce pass on the right wing here for Hill. Hill picked up there defensively by Moore. He uses up his dribble. Dangerous pass as it went through the hands of Schlick, but he's able to track it down. They'll give it back to Hendricks. Hendricks is shut off there by Strite, and he'll have to give it top of the circle here for Grazer. Grazer now will reset the offense, giving it to Hendricks. Hendricks is going to direct traffic a little bit. High screen, well off the top of the key here, and then they'll give the ball right back to Cuda. Cuda picked up by Strite. They'll cycle around, pass, nobody there, but great hustle by Sandy Creek's Gracer to keep the ball in their possession. They'll kick left side. Kuda will fire a three. It's no good. And rebounded by Moore. So here comes Kearney Catholic. Strike, left side, kicks into the corner. And with it is Hoosman. Hoosman has a backdoor cutter, just hands it off to Matt Moore. They concentrated so much on what Hoosman was doing, they shut him off, and Moore just came through the back door, and Hoosman just literally handed it off to him, and Moore laid it up and in. 2-0 Stars here. Enix bounce pass, actually bounced a couple of times. Get Gracer in the corner. Strike's pressuring him. Strike fell down, and he fell on the back of the legs of Gracer, and so that's going to be a foul on Kearney Strike. So the toss in here is going to be Hendricks on the far sideline. And he'll throw it top of the circle here for Schlick. Back to Hendricks, and they're going to direct traffic a little bit. Right wing, Hild. Hild looks through there. They kind of cycle through. Nobody in the lane as they give it off left side for Hendricks. Hendricks is going to drive, and that's a tough drive, but he lays it off the glass, and it is good. That's not exactly your traditional layup there because he had to go clear to the outside, laid it high off the glass, but that was a good little runner there by Mitch Hendricks. Tied at two. Kick in the corner here for Moore. They give it back out for the big man, David Squires. He gives it inside for Hoosman, and Hoosman, a little turnaround jumper, just jumps over the top of everybody and hits it from about 13 feet away. Stars again with a two-point lead. Early stages of the first quarter. Behind the back dribble, here's Hendricks in the offensive zone. Stars again going man-to-man. Cycling through here is going to be Hild. He'll kick on the left side for Kuda. Kuda bumping into Squires. Squires not giving up any ground. They'll give it right back out here for Schlick. Schlick has the ball knocked away. Stolen away by Connor Streit. And Streit is going to be fouled on the way in. He lost the ball momentarily because it was tipped away by Gracer. And then Schlick tried to get the ball back, but he hit arm instead of ball. And so that'll be a foul on him. So that's one foul on him. And we got a quick timeout here for Matt Schwarzendruber. Sandy Creek calls a timeout with 5:21 to go. Quarter number one, it's 4-2 Stars. They'll inbound when we come back after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We're back here in Grand Island Central Catholic as the Crusaders hosting their early season tournament. And a little unusual that they're not playing here today because they lost in the first round. They were swept by Lincoln Lutheran. And then Lincoln Lutheran swept yesterday by Kearney Catholic. And Stars winning the girls' championship earlier today, 63-30 over Sandy Creek. Now the Sandy Creek boys trail 4-2 very early on, though. 5:21 to go here, quarter number one. Tossing it in is going to be Kearney Catholic as they lob it in. David Squires throws in the backcourt. Moore comes up with it. Gives it to Lease on the right side. He'll get it in the corner as right now they'll kick it right back out. Lease will fire an NBA three. It's no good. Hoosman with the rebound. Hoosman's going to kick it back out here for Moore. Around the perimeter we go, and now Squires will try and hit a three-pointer. Pass around the perimeter, and David Squires strokes in the three, and it's 7-2 Stars at the five-minute mark. Quarter number one, Hill has it. And right now, Kearney Catholic really trying to step up that man-to-man defense. They're trying to trap and double-team the basketball. Hendricks does a nice job of handling it, and he'll give it top of the key. Now left side for Hill, and we've got a foul underneath the basket away from things, and I think that might be on Squires. It is going to be on David Squires. It was away from the ball, so I didn't see exactly what happened. I do know that Caleb Schlick had to be picked up because he was knocked down by somebody, and my assumption, of course, would be it'll be because of the contact there by Squires. So foul on Squires. Cougars on the inbounds. Give it off of the screen. Right side for Hendricks. And Hendricks, nice pass, but the shot is going to be blocked out of bounds by Hoosman. Good pass in underneath to get it to Brady Hendricks, and then it's going to be blocked by Hoosman. So Shipley will get the inbounds. He checked in, Brady Shipley, and he'll get it off right side. Quick jumper by Andrew Kuda. Nice ball movement there by Sandy Creek to make it now 7-4. Quick jumper left side by Squires, no good. Rebound by Kuda. Kuda picked up there by Squires, has the dribble. Squires staying with him. He's picked it up and he walked with it. Yeah, he slid his pivot foot. And Coach Schwartzenderber telling a couple of his guards, hey, when our big man's got the ball and being pressured, you're one of the relief valves. You can't run down court. So it's going to be inbounded here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will kick it now right side for Moore. Moore back to Squires in the corner. Good pressure put on there, so they'll reset the half-court offense. Will Kearney Catholic. They give it off to Hoosman left side. Sandy Creek right now going with kind of a 2-1-2 zone. Right side, three-pointer, no good. Rebounding is Hoosman. Hoosman falling out of bounds was able to save it, and he threw it out to Alex Lease. Back left side for Squires. He'll fire a quick three. Good-looking shot, will not fall. Moore can't come up with a rebound. Good pressure there by Heinrichs, and the loose ball is picked up by Kuda, who gets the rebound. So here comes Sandy Creek. 7-4, 3:28 to go, quarter number one. Stars by three. Cougars could potentially tie it here. Pass on the inside is picked up in underneath for Mitch Heinrichs, and Heinrichs comes up with it. When the pass was made by Brendan Lipowski, I thought that was a bad pass, but he was able to find Heinrichs, and Heinrichs basically had a layup after that. Moore has it. He'll drive. Left-handed shot, no good. Trying to keep it alive. He can't. Heinrichs comes up with it, and Mitch will bring into the offensive zone here. Mitch and Brady, not cousins, not brothers. Kick in the right side. Shipley hits the jumper just inside the three-point arc, and check it. They're going to say it was a three, so it's now 9-7. So here's the kick on the right side to Squires, and Squires gave it away. Now he gets it back. He's got it on the right side. Sandy Creek, first lead of the ball game here. Holtmeyer, he'll fire a three, and he hits a three. A little skip pass. The ball went in the corner. Not much happening there. He skipped it over the top of the defense. And here a long pass by Sandy Creek. They just, somebody zigged when they should have zagged. And Sandy Creek just throws that one away. There wasn't anybody near that ball. 10-9 Stars, 2:15 to go, quarter number one. Don't forget, at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Check the scores and talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. Talk to Coach Neinmeyer between games, and we'll recap that discussion as well. Checking in a little bit ago was Derek Jackson. Jackson now working around the perimeter. His pass on the left side is going to be knocked out of bounds by Anthony Greaser. So Jackson's going to throw it in, and he'll toss it to Connor Streit between the circles on the right wing. Now they'll give it back here left side for Jackson. Jackson's going to fire a three. It's off the mark. Lease tips it to try to keep it alive, and he dribbles out of there with it. So the senior, Alex Lease, comes up with a long rebound. Still has his dribble top of the key. He'll kick left side. Here's Jackson for three. Back the iron, no good. Tracking down the rebound is going to be Isaac Richter. Richter gives it off to Squires, to Strike, and then Strike hits a three-pointer. He got a nice little screen there by Richter after Richter made the pass, and then coming off of that screen was Strike into the corner, and he drains a three-pointer. Ball tipped around. Here's Shipley. He'll give it top of the circle for Kuda. Kuda picked up there, and then ball knocked loose. Strike comes up, and it's going to be tied up. They're going to call a held ball there. Coach Lees was trying to call a timeout, saying that his team had the ball as Strike knocked it down, but he never really had possession. Alternating possessions will give Sandy Creek the ball. So they don't force the turnover, but Strike does force the held ball. Inbounded here for Scott Hill. Kearney Catholic trying to pressure here a little bit, and it goes off the shoulders of Austin Naki, and it goes out of bounds. Pressure coming as the pass was coming, and Naki took his eyes off the ball to look at the defender. You see it, several different sports and at all levels, and it turns into a turnover here against Sandy Creek. Stride has it in the lane. Little ball fake. Now he's going to kick out for Jackson. Jackson, quick jumper in and out. No good. And rebounded by the Cougars. Naki with a strong rebound. And now they give it right wing here for Shipley. Shipley enters it in. Good pass. And Schlick's shot, no good. But we got a foul. That was a great pass. Inside to Schlick. And now Schlick will go and shoot two. And I didn't see who they gave the foul to, and they don't put the fouls up on the scoreboard, so I'm sorry I missed it. We'll have to get that one caught up later. Free throw by Schlick is no good. 45.6 to go here. A 13-9 lead for Kearney Catholic. Cougars trying to cut into it. Usman's going to come in for Lees. Schlick's second free throw. On the way, and he rolls it up and in. That'll make it a three-point ball game. 13-10. Derek Jackson in the offensive zone. Cougars right now going man-to-man. Strike in the lane. Double team steps through there. Good ball fake. Opened himself up. And then he's able to lay it off the glass and in. Connor Strike with five in the game, and that's the difference as the Stars lead it 15-10. Pass left corner for Naki. They'll give it right back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs picked up their man-to-man. Stars going mostly man-to-man so far here in the game. Sandy Creek's switched it up a couple of times. Hild will give it top of the circle. Back now left wing on the bounce. It's going to be Heinrichs. Good ball fake. He'll give it right back out here for Shipley. 7 seconds left, and they're trying to connect inside to Schlick, and it goes off his hands and out of bounds. Four turnovers now on Sandy Creek. 6.1 to go here for Kearney Catholic, and they're not going to pressure them a little bit, so they're going to bounce it in, and they won't have to touch it until they get to midcourt. Jackson behind the back dribble. Pass left side, knocked out of bounds with 1.9 to go by the Cougars. That was a good read there by Naki. So not much time here for the Stars. They'll inbound it with 1.9 to go. Toss it in is going to be Strike. Strike's looking and tries to get it in for Richter. It's knocked loose, and it's going to be a bouncing basketball in no one's possession when quarter number one comes to an end. It is 15-10. Kearney Catholic with the lead. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, don't forget, after the conclusion of this game, it'll be a little bit before 7 o'clock that we'll have coverage of Tri-City Storm Hockey here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Storm doing a nice job yesterday. They got a tie, went in overtime, lost the game in overtime, but they still got a point out of it. And so they, after having a five-game winning streak, they force the tie, and they'll try to get back in their winning ways tonight against the Fargo Forest. Again, that'll be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Stars have possession to start the second quarter. They also have a five-point lead, 10-15. And Strite will kick it off right wing here for Brian Hoosman. Hoosman gives it top of the circle here for Derek Jackson. They'll give it right side for Hoosman. Top of the circle here for Strite. Strite's going to penetrate, gives it to Isaac Richter. He'll kick it out for Hoosman. Just about everybody's touched the ball this possession. They throw it on the inside for Derek Jackson. It goes off his hands and out of bounds. A little bit high in there, and he was going to be triple-teamed had he come up with it, but he couldn't get his hands on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So you have Zach and Derek Jackson back out there. So the Jackson brothers, the Jackson two, putting pressure on the ball, and it's a bad pass. It's intercepted by Brian Hoosman. Hoosman's going to take it in for a layup, and he'll score. Jackson with the Jacksons with pressure on the ball, and then the bounce pass, and Hoosman was able to creep through there. Ball handler paid so much attention to both Derek and Zach that they turned the ball over. Here's Heinrichs with the dribble, top of the key, gives it now for Hild. Hild off of a screen will give it left wing for Gracer. Gracer now in the corner for Heinrichs. Heinrichs tries to throw it down low. Picking it up here is going to be Kuda. Kuda, quick jumper, no good. Rebounded by Richter. Long pass out for Hoosman. Hoosman makes the catch, but out of bounds, so he has to throw it back out. And now we've got a charge going to be whistled on Connor Streit. They threw the ball back to Streit as Hoosman was running out of room. Streit was able to catch it and go down, and then he was going to dump it out for Hoosman, and he did, but he ran into the defender. So that's going to be a player control foul on Connor Streit. And I think it was Hild that picked up the charge. I'd like to give credit for those because those are great defensive plays. So they force the turnover here with the foul. Now directing traffic is going to be Heinrichs, and he'll give it left side for Hild. Hild double team, so he'll throw it in the corner. That's Kuda. Kuda doesn't want to try a long three, so they'll work it back around. Gracer now, he'll try the shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Moore, and when he put the ball on the floor, it was taken off the foot of Scott Hild and out of bounds. So we'll give Moore credit for a rebound. Kearney Catholic will maintain possession here, leading it 17-10, lead it by a touchdown. And on the right side, Hoosman, he'll fire the long three, no good. And rebounded by the Cougars. Snagging the bound is going to be Andrew Kuda. Kuda works it on the right wing for Gracer. Gracer brings in the offensive zone. Heinrichs now has it. He's picked up there by Holtmeyer. And nice drive here by Heinrichs in traffic. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Squire. Stars on the run. They get it up here for Hoosman. And Hoosman in traffic. One defender was back there, and he hit the shot over the top of it. So give an assist there on that long pass to Squires, and it's a 9-point Kearney Catholic lead. 3-point lead for Alabama at halftime over Georgia in the SEC championship game, the national semifinal, if you will. Kuda has it on the baseline, thinking about shooting over the top of Squires. Squires not going for that ball fake. And they'll give it off on the right side here for Heinrichs. Entry pass knocked away by Squires. They were trying to get it inside to Kuda, and Squires did a nice job of knocking the ball away. Winner of Alabama and Georgia will be playing for the national championship against Notre Dame. Of course, Nebraska playing for the Big Ten championship and a chance to take on Stanford. The game will be on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Step through the lane, a little extra step there for Andrew Kuda. Kuda and Squires are engaged in a pretty good battle right now. You know, neither one of them's being cheap or anything like that, but they're both playing aggressive. They're both playing good defense. They're both, you know, neither one of them wants to give in to the other. And Kuda there, probably well covered enough. He should have kicked that one out, but he wants to kind of make a statement. Right side lease and give it right side for Squires. Squires will fire the three, and he hits a three. Squires' his second three-pointer of the game, and that's 22-10. Kearney Catholic now with a 12-point lead with 4:45 to go here before halftime. Directing traffic, Heinrichs, and we got a timeout. Matt Switzenruber calls a little bit of a timeout. The coaching staff for Kearney Catholic en masse on their feet and high-fiving kids as they come over, happy with their defensive effort right now. The Stars lead at 22-10, and we'll be back with more here midway through the second quarter when we come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Stars with a 12-point lead, 22-10 over Sandy Creek. And again, defensively, probably what's getting it done here. And Coach Schwartzendruber calls the full timeout to kind of circle the wagons here just a little bit. As down by a dozen, still within striking distance, still a lot of action in this, but you want to kind of whittle away at that a little bit. You don't have to lead by halftime, but you want to certainly make sure that you have this down to single digits by the time that halftime hits. And we got 4:40 to go before the break, and the timeout taken. And the pass on the inside, going to be deflected, and Squires comes up with it. So another Sandy Creek turnover here. Boosman's going to kick it out. Trail three here by Squires. No good. Rebounded by Hendricks, and he's going to quickly bring in the offensive zone. He's got top of the key. Little ball fake. He give it off on the right side here for Gracer. Gracer's going to give it right back to Hendricks. Hendricks on the baseline, going to drive. Pass through the lane at the elbow. 15-foot jumper here by Lukowski. It's no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. Starr's going to run here a little bit. They don't have numbers. And a little hesitation dribble there by Lees. It goes off of his leg. And it's going to be a hell ball there. And the arrow pointing to Sandy Creek. Maybe a little bit too much schoolyard there for Alex Lees. But he was kind of feeling a little bit of a rhythm, I guess. Inbounded for Hendricks. Hendricks has it at the elbow. Tries to pass it through the lane. A little bit of a blind pass, and it's off the mark. And Sandy Creek turns it over. Unofficially, I have Kearney Catholic with only one turnover so far in the game. 7 on Sandy Creek. We're at the midway point of quarter number 2, and the Stars lead it 22-10. Right side is Holtmeyer. He's got it. He'll drive through there. Loses the ball after a little bit of contact. No foul. Brendan Lepofsky comes up with it, so that'll be another Star turnover. So here comes Sandy Creek. Double team and a little foul there. Taking up a little bit too much space there was David Squires. Yeah, they're going to call that one on Squires. And just a little bit of a ball fake there by Brady Shipley. Kind of got Squires just out of position by a half stride, enough for that foul. So Squires shoots a little bit of a smile and heads to the end of the bench. Lepofsky gets the inbounds. Of course, David Squires' dad coaching later tonight as the UNK women try to make it to the national tournament, playing in the regional finals. Bounce pass to the right side. Division II women's volleyball. Entry pass, and we've got a hold. Tell you what, that was a nice job of both defensively and offensively. Sandy Creek just passing the ball around the perimeter. Kearney Catholic just getting in good defensive position with every pass. And again, Sandy Creek being patient enough, and there was a hold called in underneath. Kuda is going to toss the ball in here, and they'll get it top of the circle to Hill on the right side for Kuda. Kuda, left wing for Lepofsky. Brandon Lebowski picked up defensively there by Matt Moore. And they'll get it off here for Shipley. Shipley now top of the circle for Hill. Driving on the right side is going to be Gracer. He is shut off there by Houston. So they'll work it back around the perimeter. Quick ball movement around that perimeter. Shipley, nice entry pass inside for Gracer. And Gracer gets the bucket and foul. So Shipley with a nice little snap right through the lane there. Caught by Gracer. So Lees whistled for the foul, and now a chance to finish off a three-point play here. So Gracer with the first points of the second quarter here for Sandy Creek. And it is short, so the three-point play not finished off. Blake Holtmeyer snags the rebound. It's 22-12, 2:39 to go here. Lees going to step up, transition three, no good. Offensive rebound, Hoosman. Hoosman takes it and floats right back up with it. And he's now got 8 points in the game after that second chance points there. Pass, top of the circle here for Lepofsky. Knocked loose by Holtmeyer into the hands of Moore. Moore's going to drive, and Moore's going to head to the line as he was fouled after the turnover. Well, it looked for just a little bit of a moment there that Blake Holtmeyer had overrun the play, but he was able to kind of reach back with those long arms of him, knock the ball loose. Moore was able to pick up a loose ball, and now he'll go to the line and shoot two after the foul. So the free throw is up and in and out, and then back in. Rattled in and out, but instead of going to the front of the rim, went to the back of the rim, went back off the glass and in here. So Holtmeyer's going to come out right now, and Isaac Richter checking back in for him. The Stars going a little bit bigger lineup here. Second free throw by Moore is perfect. And Moore will come out. He's being substituted for. Derek Jackson going to check in. 25-12. Stars with a 13-point lead with 2:19 to go before halftime. Mitch Hendricks will bring into the offensive zone. Picked up there defensively by Lees. Stars going man-to-man again. He's use up the dribble. Now they'll give it to Hild. Hild will give it off on their right wing here for Shipley. Shipley on the right side for Schlick. Schlick tries to get it down low, and he does. He gets it to Shipley, but Shipley ran out of room coming through the lane there, and he stepped on the baseline before he can make the pass back out. So that'll be another turnover here on Sandy Creek. You know, you want to work the ball inside, no question about it, but they've done a pretty good job passing the ball around the perimeter. Richter might have got away with a moving screen. Lease uses it, drives off glass, shot no good. On the run here is going to be Hendricks after he pulls up the rebound. He's going to drive through the lane, puts up the shot, won't fall, but Jackson's going to whistle for the foul. So Jackson whistled for the foul. So to the line is going to be Mitch Hendricks. He's going to shoot two here. He's got 4 points in the ball game. His team trails right now 26-12, and the free throw was good. Andrew Kuda checking back in here for the Cougars. And Austin Gracer also back into the ball game. Taking his time at the line here, Mitch Hendricks. His second free throw in and out, no good. Rebounded by Richter. And Richter will give it to Connor Stride. He checked in during that stoppage. And he'll drive all the way to the glass. A little hesitation move, and he lays it up and in. Pressure started to come, so he slowed down. Pressure kept coming, and then he sped up, got him out of speed as they started to slow down and just drove right past him. And now a pass on that far side, and Anthony Gracer was actually out of bounds. Had his foot on the sideline over there. Quick whistle. And so Sandy Creek turns it over. 28-13. Stars with a 15-point lead and the basketball here with a minute and 15 to go before halftime. On the right side, Hoosman, line back to Lease. Lease looking for a cutter, gets it inside for Richter. Richter's going to take it off glass and they'll score. Well, they got the ball at the high post and then kicked it right back out, repositioned the post player, got it into him, and Richter takes it off glass. That was solid basketball. Gracer on that left side, entry pass, going to be off the hands of one of the Cougars and out of bounds. They tried to get it to Andrew Kuda, but so much pressure was put on the ball that the pass was a little bit too hard to come up with, and that'll be another Sandy Creek turnover. Inside of a minute to go here before halftime, the Stars will have a lead. It's just a matter of what size it is. It's going to be a pretty good size one. They lead it right now 30-13, and they're going to milk the clock here just a little bit. They give it to Richter. Richter thought about the three. Now he'll give it off for Jackson. Jackson will kick it in the corner for Hoosman. Hoosman jump stop and took an extra step. Now maybe Kearney Catholic might work the clock a little bit more there. They turn it over with 29 seconds to go. Inbounded for Shipley, and Shipley's just going to hand the ball right back off here for Mitch Hendricks. Hendricks gets a screen, takes it just inside the top of the key, hits a little floater. That high screen got him open enough, and he hit a nice little shot just inside the three-point arc. Lease is going to drive, has his shot blocked by Schlick. Cougars come up with it, pressure being put on, so it's taking time for them to get up court. 3 seconds left. It's on the ground over there. Hendricks with a turnaround jumper over traffic. It's no good. Shot is off the mark, so our halftime score is Kearney Catholic 30 and Sandy Creek 15. The Stars very impressive here in the first half with a comfortable lead, and Sandy Creek right now is going to have to figure out what to do to get their offense on track. They scored only 5 points in that second quarter, and they trail by 15 at intermission. It's 30-15. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the numbers here in the boys' game and talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters. With a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel, you're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your sending station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back. We're at halftime of the boys' championship game of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. The Stars lead it 30-15 in the boys' game. The girls' championship already in the bank as Kearney Catholic won 63-30 over Sandy Creek. And kind enough to talk to us about that game is Rick Petrie, the head girls' basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. A couple of numbers that just kind of jump off the page at me. One, you guys won by 33 points over Sandy Creek. Did you envision coming in that that's something that your team could do?
Well, no, you never think that. I mean, Sandy Creek's got such a quality program, and, you know, Michaela Shaw's one of the premier players in the state. And obviously, you know, we played great defense today, and I think that was one of the big keys.
Well, and that's the other number that kind of leaps off the page. I had you guys with 36 turnovers that you forced. Sandy Creek turned it over 36 times. Jason Ahrens, I talked to him between games from the Kearney Hub. He had you guys with 38 turnovers that you forced. That's very impressive. I mean, your defense, you're going to win a lot of basketball games when you force that number of turnovers against anybody.
Well, that's true. I mean, anytime you can force somebody else to turn the ball over so many times, you're going to get more shots than they are, and, you know, fortunately we took advantage of that. I thought second half we came out and got off to a really nice start. Allie hit a couple free throws and got a three, and, you know, that just helped jump start from the lead that we had built up the first half.
And that was a little bit of everything. I thought your on-ball pressure was really good, which allowed a lot of girls to kind of be that, you know, kind of lay back in the weeds a little bit and then make a nice little steal.
You know, we have a lot of different lineups that we use, and I thought that our guards continued their efforts from last night, putting pressure on the ball, and then our back people really did a nice job of reading what Sandy Creek was trying to do and maybe take away some things that they like to do. So, you know, all credit to our kids. I mean, they played really hard tonight.
We mentioned this a little bit. I kind of asked you, how important was this game this early in the year? Now that we can look back at it in the rearview mirror a little bit, how important is it, game two of the year, for a fifth-ranked team like you guys to win by 33 against a team that was rated number three in the state?
Well, I don't – you know, it's hard to tell this time of the year where people are at. You know, Sandy Creek had one returning starter. You know, although she's one of the better players in the state, you don't know what they have around her. And, you know, they're going off a lot of, when they're trying to rate people, of, you know, number one, the tradition of the program and kids that they have back. And, you know, we're real fortunate. We have, you know, five girls back that have started at one time or another last year. And they're a year older and maybe a little bit wiser this year.
Well, I think that wisdom has really kind of shown up. It's somebody different every night. I mean, Allie had a nice night last night with 17 points. You got 15 tonight from Theron, 15 from Bailey. You got 12 from Michaela. There's just a lot of different weapons that can just kind of hit you at any given night.
Yeah, and that's what's going to continue to happen for us. I think that we have enough weapons and enough options and that we'll continue to do those things. We have some kids that can shoot. We don't have to rely on one person, and that's the nice thing is we have a great deal of balance, and I think that when you have that balance, you know, it's easier for us to – it's harder for other teams to play against us.
Mm-hmm. Is the team kind of learning that everybody's going to get their turn through the course of the season? It doesn't have to be your turn in any given game?
I hope so. I mean, that's the one thing we've really preached in practice is, you know, we need to be a team. We need to play together. You know, we have quality girls on the floor, and some nights, you know, just like last night, we Allie was hot. We found her. We kept finding her. You know, she knocked down some shots. You know, tonight it was somebody different who led us in scoring, and I think that's going to continue to happen all year.
Okay. Kind of where are you at? And looking down the road a little bit, where do you kind of go from here? What do you kind of see in the next week or so?
Well, I think that we're going to continue to work hard on the things that we're doing. We have, you know, it's funny, we have yet to put in too many sets for us. So we'll probably put in a couple specials this week. And we're going to continue to focus on our defense a little bit. We work hard. You know, it's funny, we don't practice our zone a whole lot. We'll practice our press, but we don't practice our zone a whole lot. Kids really know what they're doing. We really rely on our man-to-man principles, and we work hard on that during practice, and then we carry that over to our zone. And, you know, we have some things that we like to do out of it, and the kids know that. And, you know, we're fortunate, again, having that experience makes a huge difference coming into this year.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of seeing the benefits of that, winning today 63-30 over Sandy Creek. Impressive win. I just said that between games. That was an impressive win. Nice job.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Rick. Once again, final 63-30, Kearney Catholic over Sandy Creek in girls basketball. In the boys game, we're at halftime. The Stars lead it 30-15. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
We're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. The early season basketball tournament wrapping up here. We only have two more quarters to go before the tournament for 2012 is in the books. Right now, Kearney Catholic leading in the boys' championship 30-15 over Sandy Creek. Let's check some of the numbers here. Leading the way for Sandy Creek, Mitch Hendricks. He's got 7 points and four rebounds here in the first half. Brady Shipley hit a three-pointer. He's the second-leading scorer with those three. Andrew Kuda with two. Anthony Gracer with two. And Caleb Schlick, 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. He's got 1 point. Sandy Creek trailed at the end of one quarter, 15-10. Scored only 5 points in that second quarter, and they trail now at intermission, 30-15. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way is Brian Hoosman. Hoosman has 3 rebounds and 8 points in the ball game, 6 for Matt Moore, 7 for Connor Streit. Blake Holtmeyer off the bench, he hit a three-pointer. He's got 3 in the game, 6 for David Squires, both of those coming from behind the arc, and 2 points to go with 3 rebounds for Isaac Richter. As we mentioned, the Stars led by 5 after one quarter. They lead at halftime, 30-15. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. So the Stars with a 15-point lead, and not only that, they'll have the basketball to start the second half here. The Cougars have already broken the huddle, and they go out onto the court, and their starters will start the second half as well. So it'll be Hild, Hendricks, Kuda, Gracer, and Schlick. And for Kearney Catholic, they'll send out their starters, Matt Moore, Brian Hoosman, Connor Streit, Squires, and Lease. And Squires will inbound the basketball to Matt Moore. As we get everything all set here, Squires will toss it in. Moore will be picked up defensively by Scott Hild. Right now the Cougars are going to go man-to-man, and they get it at the elbow to Streit. Back out to the free throw line for Hoosman. He'll give it to Lease on that left side. Lease is picked up defensively by Hendricks. And the pass being tipped around. Good hands there by the Cougars. They force the turnover as Kuda comes up with a loose ball. 4th turnover of the game here, unofficially, against Kearney Catholic. 10 for Sandy Creek. Now make it 11 because a little bit of an unforced error there. Mitch Hendricks would whistle for a double dribble near midcourt. Really just token defense there for Lease. And now Lease will inbound and give it to Moore. I think, very key to get a good start to the second half here for Sandy Creek. At the elbow with it is going to be Hoosman. Hoosman's going to hand it off to Connor Strite. Strite, 15-foot jumper from the elbow is good. He's got 9 in the game, and the Stars with their largest lead of the game at 17. Led by 17 briefly in the second quarter as well. Long pass tip, but picked up by Hild. Hild now tries to enter it in, and it's stolen away by Squires. So Squires comes up with a loose ball, lets traffic clear, and Kearney Catholic don't really have an opportunity to run here. They'll give it to Squires. He's going to fire an NBA three. It's in and out, no good. And rebounded by Grayson. You know, you make those NBA threes, you look pretty good, but then, well, that one looked good anyway. It was in and out. But you run the risk of looking bad, I'll say that. Hild will give it now top of the circle for Kuda. Kuda, nice pass on the inside to Shipley, to Schlick, rather, and Schlick hits the shot. His first field goal of the game. That was a nice pass by Kuda. Now the long pass here is going to be intercepted by Kuda, and so Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. And here comes Hendricks in the offensive zone. Off of the screen, Hendricks has the dribble. Good solid screen there set by Kuda, top of the key there. And Hild has it, gives it back to Kuda. Kuda's got between the circles. Now left side penetrating is Hild. He tries to enter it inside for Schlick, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Hoosman. Hoosman giving up some size, but Hoosman's athleticism and jumping ability kind of makes up for that. To toss it in here is going to be Hendricks, and driving is going to be Schlick, and Schlick had it blocked by Hoosman. Stars thought it was clean, but they're going to whistle Brian Hoosman for the foul. That's just his first. So Schlick will go line where he's 1 out of 2, and he'll shoot 2. And it's back of the iron, a little bit too strong and no good. I didn't think Hoosman made any contact. I'm also a long ways away from there, and it's not my job to make those calls. Second free throw by Schlick is up and good. 32-18. 14-point lead now for the Stars. They're led by as many as 17. And slowly, Lease will bring it up. Bring it at the elbow for Hoosman. Hoosman will turn around. He'll try a 16-foot jumper. No good. And it's rebounded. And then I think we have a foul. Grazer came up with a rebound. And Strite trying to run through a hard screen set there by Grazer. They're going to call Strite for the foul. So Hendricks brings in the offensive zone. Picked up there by Squires. Squires now is going to come back and pick up his man. And they'll kick now left side. Here's Kuda. Kuda, that's a good-looking jumper. As he hit a long deuce there. It's now 20-32. 17-point lead, down to a dozen. Lease on the right side, tries the three, no good, and Strite can't come up with that long rebound as it goes off of his hands and out of bounds. Holtmeyer going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. And Shipley, I think, came in. Yeah, there's Brady Shipley checking in here for Sandy Creek. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 32-20. Stars with a 12-point lead. Sandy Creek Cougars with the basketball. Right side, Hendricks picks up his dribble, throws it in the lane. Nice little cut there by Kuda. Kuda, ball fake as they collapse on him. His shot is no good. And then on the rebound, it's off the hands of Schlick and out of bounds. So now Sandy Creek's going to drop back to their half-court defense here. And they're going to go man-to-man. Moore brings it up. Shipley picks up the pressure. His pass is going to be intercepted by Grazer. So the Stars turn it over. And now the Cougars, they just need to get something going offensively here. They're playing good enough defense, clearly. They just need to pick up the pace a little bit offensively. Shipley with a high pass, throws it in the corner. Long three, good-looking shot, but it will not fall for Kuda. And there's a foul on the rebound. I think one of the Cougars went over the back. Yeah, that's going to be on Schlick. That's a second on him. That was a good-looking shot by Kuda in the corner. And they can just get a few of those to fall. They can get right back in this because that was a good-looking basketball play. So Squire's going to inbound here for Moore. Lease on the right wing, well behind the three-point line. Gets it inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer double team, tries to throw it back out, and Moore had moved in a little bit closer. And the pass in the corner, Moore was not there for it, so that'll be a turnover. Checking in here is going to be Derek Jackson. Jackson comes in for Moore as Kearney Catholic turns the ball over again. I think that's their fifth turnover here in the second half. Long pass up ahead here for Shipley. Shipley's pass stolen away by Alex Lease, flying in there undetected. Now Lease has the ball knocked loose by Shipley. Pass up ahead, trying to get it to Shipley when it was loose, and now Sandy Creek turns the ball back over. So we just kind of swap turnovers, and Coach Lease not happy with his team's execution right now. So timeout Stars with 3:37 to go here in the third quarter. 32-20, Kearney Catholic. They'll inbound. We come back right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic, a 12-point lead here for the Stars. It's been a little ragged. Both teams turned the ball over a little bit, Kearney Catholic especially. That's why Coach Lease calls the timeout here with his team leading at 32-20. As they've only scored 2 points here so far in the third quarter. And we played about 4.5 minutes, just a little short of 4.5 minutes here in the quarter. So now Sandy Creek, oh, they are going to drop back in the half-court defense. I thought they might try to pick up the press a little bit here. Holtmeyer is going to inbound it for Jackson. They'll be picked up at half-court with the pressure. They give it to Lease. Lease, top of the key, keeps his dribble going. And he's looking for a screen, not one coming. So he'll pass it back out here for Hoosman. Hoosman backing out now. He's used up his dribble, gives it to Squires on that left side. Squires still has his dribble if he wants to use it. He'll give it to Lease, top of the circle, and Lease hits a three. His first points of the ball game now makes it a 15-point game. Hendricks picked up there man-to-man by Lease right at half court. And a little hand check from the whistle on Alex Lease. That'll be his second. A couple of Kearney Catholic players, as well as the coaches, kind of doing the ball roll motion, hoping that they'd get the ball roll call, but instead it's going to be a foul on Lees. Inbounded here, right wing for Kuda. Kuda gets it in the lane, and driving through there and losing the basketball is going to be Mitch Hendricks. And Jackson was there, Holtmeyer was there, even Lees was there. As they put enough pressure on there that Hendricks lost the ball. Kick into the corner. Here's Squires for three, and he hits a three. Two straight three-pointers for two seniors for Kearney Catholic. And that lead out, now out to 18. This will now be their largest lead. Dangerous pass. Jackson comes up with it. Jackson with the steal. He's going to go in for a left-handed layup. It's off glass. No good, but he was fouled. Trying to get down there and block the shot was Mitch Hendricks, and he's going to be whistled for the foul. That's just number one on Hendricks. And so Jackson will go to the line, and he's going to have a couple of shots. But first, we've got a timeout. Matt Swartzendruber calls the timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Stars lead at 38-20. Back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic in the SEC Championship game. Second-ranked Alabama up 10-7. They're driving a little bit. They've got the ball down to the 22-yard line of Georgia, so they're trying to add on to their three-point lead. They scored at the end of the first half. They got the second-half kickoff, so they're going to try to do those two-for-one scoring drive things there, and if they score a touchdown, it might get a little dicey here for Georgia. 38-20, Kearney Catholic with an 18-point lead. Two timeouts left for Sandy Creek, four for Kearney Catholic. And that's free throw line after the hard foul on the drive. It is going to be Derek Jackson. Jackson, as we said, a couple of free throws coming up here. And the first one is on the way. Back the iron and no good. Jackson looking for his first points on the season. He bends the knees, fires the free throws, and he strikes that one in. 39-20. 2:22 to go off of a high screen. Heinrichs is going to take it off onto the corner, takes it all the way to the baseline, passes it through the hands of one teammate and into the hands of Jared Brockman, who comes in. Brockman will give it out for Brendan Lepofsky, and Lepofsky's jumper is no good. Rebounds on the ground, and it's not held yet. You know it's coming. There's four guys down there, two guys with white jerseys, two guys with the red ones, and alternating possession. Cougars will maintain the ball here. Hendricks will inbound underneath his own basket. Get it off for Schlick. Schlick will work it back around the perimeter. A little penetration now. Right wing to give it for Brockman. They set it out now. Top of the circle for Shipley. Shipley off of the screen gives it to Hendricks. Hendricks for three. Shots no good. And the long rebound picked up by Hoosman. Hoosman on the run. He'll still dribble through traffic. Fly in there. Take it off last. No good. And the rebound, Shipley. Went off of the hands of Richter, and Schlick comes up with it here for Sandy Creek. Ball knocked loose as Hendricks had the ball picked by Hoosman, and still the ball is loose, gets to Hendricks. Hendricks is going to drive, and he's going to scoop. A little bit of a scramble there for the ball, and Sandy Creek kept it alive long enough to find Hendricks, and he scoops in and cuts the lead down to 17. Richter behind the three-point arc. He could shoot a three if he wanted to. He'll give it to Squires. Squires will give it inside for Connor Strike. Strike to Jackson. Back to Squires. He'll fire a three. Good-looking shot, but will not fall. And the rebound still tipped into the air. Tipped around again. Richter comes up with it. A long rebound for the big man. And he'll give the ball off to Strike. He'll fire a three, and he turns the net inside out. His second three of the game. He's got 12 points in the game, and the Stars have their largest lead at 42-22. Hendricks will elevate from about 17 feet away. He hits a quick little jumper. And now here comes Jackson in the offensive zone. They give it top of the circle for Squires. Squires on the right side for Richter. Richter doesn't want to shoot over the top of Schlick, so they give the ball back to Hoosman. Hoosman for Jackson. Jackson on the bounce. Ball knocked loose there by Shipley. He'll be now stolen by Shipley, and Shipley will be fouled on the way to the basket, but before he could put up a shot. So the foul is going to be on Jackson as Kearney Catholic turns the ball over here. And that was a pretty good job of knocking the ball loose by Shipley. Shipley did not really make the steal. It was loose, and it was just tipped ahead to him, and Shipley had a pretty good chance for a layup there. Jackson was able to hustle down there. Committed the foul, but at least it's a non-shooting foul. So with 21.7 to go here, the Cougars are going to inbound it underneath their own hoop. Kuda to inbound it, and apparently there's a violation there as they blow the whistle. I think the bounce pass might have been both in and out of the court. And I think that bounce pass actually hit the baseline, and as a result, that's a turnover on Sandy Creek. So Moore's got it here for Kearney Catholic. 8 seconds to go. Cut right side for Richter. 5 seconds. Back to Moore. Moore in the lane. A little floater up and good. Matt Moore, a little runner in the lane. He's got eight, and Kearney Catholic has a 20-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. 44-24, Stars in command. We're back right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Well, I might have misinterpreted what I saw. I think it was Georgia that had the second half kickoff. In any event, the Bulldogs have scored a touchdown on Alabama. They now lead it 14-10 with 12:09 to go in the third quarter. Yeah, that Georgia had to be the one doing the drive in there. So Georgia with the touchdown, they now lead Alabama in the SEC championship game. Stars here with a 20-point lead over Sandy Creek. Don't forget, on the Breeze 94.5, the Big Ten championship game tonight. Entry pass in for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer got it at the elbow. They went for the steal, and Holtmeyer just left wide alone in the lane, and he's able to lay it up and in. Largest lead of the game here for Kearney Catholic at 22. Pass in the corner, a little skip. Now they're going to skip it right back out. Here comes Heinrichs for a long three. Good-looking shot, won't fall. It's a little bit short, and Isaac Richter with the long rebound. So rebounded by Richter, his fifth of the game. Moore is going to penetrate, kick it now out for Strite, who is wide open, and off the hands of one of the Stars and out of bounds on the rebound. And both these two teams are getting some pretty good looks against some real good defense. They're making some good decisions offensively. Neither team shooting exceptionally well, though. Henricks is going to kick it left side. Open there is Shipley, and Shipley, he'll drain the three. That's his second three-pointer of the game. 46-27. Holtmeyer going to penetrate. Shut off at the elbow. Pretty good pressure there by Kuda. Now they'll give it to Moore. Back to Strite. Strite hits right side. Here comes Jackson. He'll shoot the three. It's a little bit short and rebounded out of there by Henricks. Henricks picked up by Moore now as he's in the offensive zone. They double-team it there. Strite and Moore, great pressure, and a timeout for Sandy Creek. Wow, what pressure put on by Moore and Strite. Heinrichs, who's a pretty good ball handler, was absolutely enveloped with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. 46-27, Stars with the lead, Sandy Creek inbounds right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, I guess you hang your hat on your defense, and Kearney Catholic certainly has been able to do that here today. They lead it now 46-27 with 6:35 to go. You play good defense, your offense will come along, and their offense is all right, but boy, that defense really, and again, I think Sandy Creek's defense is pretty solid too. Gracer gets the inbounds, and they'll get the ball back out here for Heinrichs. Left side, Kuda tries to throw it in there, but it's off the mark. Kuda was really kind of knocked away from where he wanted to be by Squires, but no foul was called there. And so that'll be another Sandy Creek turnover. Kuda and Squires, we kind of mentioned it, have really played a nice physical game against each other. Lease on the dribble, going to kick it out for Hoosman. Hoosman drives the lane, floater up and good. Brian Hoosman, 10 in the game. And it's 48-27. On the bounce here is Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets an ice cream from Kuda. They have to switch there a little bit. And Heinrichs picked up by Squires. Squires now and Strite put great pressure on. That's a five-second count. So that'll be a turnover on Sandy Creek, and that was just great defense there for Kearney Catholic. And again, it was Lease that was on him. They had to switch because of the good screen there. But they double-teamed the ball, and it was tremendous. We're going to call a foul on the drive. Moore driving in there very quickly, and they're going to call a little push as he went up. And that was called from the back official. The near official did not make the call. So a foul, and it's going to send Moore to line. He'll shoot a couple. Try to add on to a 48-27 lead here. And he cannot on the first free throw attempt. Moore takes his time at the line. Bends the knees and strokes it in there. Moore's got 9 in the game. And Carney Catholic's going to go with a little full court pressure here. Ball knocked loose. Strike comes up with it on the sideline. Gives it to Hoosman. Hoosman, 15-foot jumper. Good. Brian Hoosman now with 12 in the game. And I think Sandy Creek is going to dump their bench here with 5:23 to go here, down by 24. Long season. Build a little bench depth. Pass on the right side. Gracer has it. Ball knocked loose into the hands of Hoosman. And Hoosman's going to drive and has the ball knocked out of his hands by Andrew Kuda and out of bounds. Good hustle there by Kuda. Not to concede the layup, not to commit the foul. Jared Brockman going to check in. So is Brendan Lepofsky. Austin Mackey checks in. I'm missing somebody. Hild is into the game. He just checked in. And Kuda is the other one out there. So those are the five out there right now for Sandy Creek. They give it to Squires. Squires on the inbounds. Dribbles to the elbow. Now gives it to Strite. Strite whittles through there. Now he'll kick it out for Hoosman. Hoosman finds the open area about 15 feet away. And he hits a nice little shot. He's got 6 in the quarter. And it's a 26-point lead here for Carney Catholic. And I think the Stars, they're going to dump their bench as well. On the bounce here is Lepofsky. He has the pocket picked here by Connor Strite. And Strite's going to lay it up and in. So Strike, after the steal, is able to take it in for the bucket. 4:34 to go here, and if there isn't a whistle pretty soon, I think we'll get a timeout here by Carney Catholic. Hard drive and a flip by Lepofsky. Rebounded by Strite, up ahead for Hoosman. Hoosman's going to lay it up and in, and Carney Catholic's going to call a timeout. Yeah, it's a timeout, so we can dump the bench with 4:23 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 57-27. Stars with a 30-point lead. It'll be Sandy Creek ball when we come back after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
We're back here at Grand Island Central Catholic as the Stars very much in control in this one as they lead 57-27. And they're going to come away with both the boys and the girls championships here at the Grand Island Central Catholic early season invitational. And he bring the ball in the offensive zone. It was actually knocked out of bounds by Harrison Pearson out of bounds. So for the Stars, as we mentioned, Pierce is out there. So are the Jackson 2, Derek and Zach. Isaac Richter, he's got the ball top of the key. Some people are already chanting, shoot, shoot. Nothing wrong with a big man trying a three-pointer. They give it to Pierce on the left side. And Holtmeyer, by the way, is the other player out there for the Stars right now. They lose the ball. Austin Mackey comes up with it here for Sandy Creek. And Mackey's going to dribble that right side, trying to flip it right back out here for Lepofsky, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Mackey, little ball fake, top of the circle. They'll give it off for Jared Brockman. Brockman on their right wing. Lepofsky will fire the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will kick it up ahead here for Derek Jackson. Jackson gets it in the corner for Zach Jackson, and Zach on the drive in was fouled. And so no inbounded. That's only the fourth foul. Fourth team foul of the first half. On the inbounds, Jackson has it. Derek Jackson has a shot blocked and out of bounds. Pretty good defense there by Brandon Lepofsky. Entry pass for Pierce. And he'll give it to Holtmeyer on the baseline. Holtmeyer will kick it out. With it is Derek Jackson. Jackson gives it off. Shot no good. And then we've got the ball loose, picked up by Kearney Catholic. They get it over here for Zach Jackson. And Zach with his first bucket. 59-27, 3 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Kearney Catholic going to move to 2-0. Little floater in the lane. Andrew Kuda hits a 15-footer. And Kuda now has 6 points in the game. Dribbling here, Harrison Pierce. And Pierce has it stolen away by Lepofsky. Lepofsky in the offensive zone. Zach puts pressure on the ball. It's stolen away by Derek. Derek's going to lay it up. Actually, I had that backwards. It's going to be Zach going to the line as he was fouled. Running down there with Scott Hild. So Hild whistled for the foul, and Zach Jackson's going to go line, and he's going to shoot two. Free throw is no good. So 59-29, 2:22 to go. Second free throw by Zach Jackson. A little bit short. And the rebound by Jared Brockman. And then stolen away by Nathan Howe. Howe with great hustle. Kept the ball alive. They'll get it off for Harrison Pierce. Pierce well behind the three-point arc. Looking left side is calling Muse. Muse with his hands on it. Kicks it in the corner for Jackson. Back to Muse on the baseline. He's open on that baseline jumper. Just a little bit short. Rebounded by Howe. And then Howe was fouled. Kearney Catholic fans with a nice little round of applause, appreciating the effort there. As well they should. Bachman was whistled for the foul, so here comes a couple of free throws for Nathan Howe. Howe takes his time, got very quiet in here for him to shoot the free throw, and he's able to hit the shot here. Again, Howe taking his time at the line. And that second one, off the back of the iron and no good. One of the Cougars, I thought that was off of one of the Cougars. They were going to say it was off one of the Stars. And out of bounds. So it will be Cougar basketball. Inside of 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. It's 60-29. Kearney Catholic with the lead. On the dribble there is Austin Mackey. Mackey's going to give it off on the right side here for Adam Schaefer, who checked in during the free throws. Schaefer on the dribble. And his pass is going to be knocked down by Jackson, but he picks it up and finds Trevor Gaudier. Gaudier's shot no good. Rebounded in underneath by Harrison Pierce. Pierce, long pass up ahead for Muse. Muse is fouled as he puts up the shot. And so Colin Muse will go line. He's going to have a couple of shots here. I'm sure Dad's listening, trying to recuperate from a little illness here. Muse will try to get his first points of the year. And in and out, no good. Number 53, 90 seconds to go here in regulation. 60-29. Kearney Catholic with the comfortable lead. Free throw by Muse off the mark. And then rebounded by Trevor Gournier for Sandy Creek. He'll kick it up here for Naki. Naki all the way down to the baseline. Pretty good defense there by Kearney Catholic. Quick jumper, no good. Ball loose, tipped around and out of bounds. Trying to make the save was John Masker. Masker saved it, but he stepped on the baseline first. So that'll be Sandy Creek ball. Inbound in for Matt Beck, who checked in. Beck will give it off right side for Naki. Jumper, no good. Rebounded by Naki. He'll kick the ball back out here. Long jumper, no good for Sandy Creek, and the ball is out of bounds off of one of the Cougars, so Kearney Catholic will have it with a minute four to go here in the basketball game. Inside now with a minute to go. Left wing, Masker's got it, enters it in. Pressure put on Howe. Howe lost it momentarily. early. Got it back. Now Pierce has got it on the right side. Pierce facing man-to-man pressure. He picks up his dribble. Now he'll give it top of the key. Here's Jackson. Zach Jackson for three. No good. Up high for the rebound is Nathan Howe. Howe lost it going out of bounds. And that was pretty good effort over there. And off the end of the bench to help him up and slap him on the back is David Squires as he helps up Howe. With 35 seconds to go, it is going to be Sandy Creek basketball. Nacky in the offensive zone, picked up defensively there by Harrison Pierce. Pierce and Nacky. Nacky has to use up his dribble. 5 second count going on, and the pass is stolen away by Howe. Nathan Howe will lay it up, and it's blocked. Out of bounds by Adam Schaefer for Sandy Creek. So 16.6 to go here. Inbound the basketball here for Masker. Ball's on the ground as it's loose. Masker comes up with it. Skip pass over for Jackson. 6 seconds left. Jackson gives it off on the baseline for Masker. Masker jumper. No good. 1 second. Rebounded by Sandy Creek, and that's going to do it. Your final score, Kearney Catholic with a 60-29 win over Sandy Creek. So the Stars come away with both the boys and the girls championship. Next up for Sandy Creek, they'll be in action on Thursday as they'll be taking on Centennial. Kearney Catholic will be taking on Ord on the 7th. Once again, your final, Kearney Catholic 60 and Sandy Creek 29 as the Stars win both the boys and the girls championships here at the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers, and we'll try to talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lees. We'll do that as we continue coverage of high school basketball with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Non-Stock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic as the Stars win both the boys and girls championships over Sandy Creek in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. Very similar scores. The Lady Stars won 63-30, and the guys won 60-29. You're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's check the numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Sandy Creek, who are now 1-1 on the season. They had one player in double figures. It was Mitch Heinrichs. He finished with 11 points and 6 rebounds here in the game unofficially. Off the bench, Brady Shipley hit a couple of threes. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Andrew Kuda finished with 6. 4 points for Caleb Schlick, and Anthony Gracer finished with 2. The Stars led at halftime 30-15. KC also led in the first quarter 15-10, and then they win this one by a final of 60-29. For the Stars, they had a couple of starters in double figures, and then a lot of players just right on the cusp of that. Ryan Hoosman finished with 16 points of the game. 8 of those came in the fourth quarter, so he finished with 16. He's leading scorer for either team. 14 points for Connor Streit, 9 for David Squires, 9 for Matt Moore, and 3 points for Alex Lee. So those are your starters. Off the bench, Nathan Howe finished 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for a point. Blake Holtmeyer finished with 5 points in the game, including draining a 3-pointer. Derek Jackson has 1 point, but Zach Jackson has the Jackson family scoring lead today. He's got 2 points in the game and also 2 points for Isaac Richter as the Stars now move on to 2-0 on the year. Next up for Kearney Catholic, Friday they'll play host to Ord, and Sandy Creek has Centennial on Thursday night. That'll be their next action. Again, Sandy Creek 1-1. Kearney Catholic now a perfect 2-0 on the season as Kearney Catholic picks up an impressive 60-29 win over Sandy Creek, and they're really hanging their hat on their defense, and it certainly is working out for them as they win today 60-29, forcing Sandy Creek to commit 21 turnovers unofficially here in the ball game, and Kearney Catholic turned the ball over 11 times. So a gap of turnovers of 10 is huge in any game, especially if you can turn some of those points, some of those turnovers into points on the other end. There's one thing, you know, having a travel called. It's even better if you can have that steal and it turns into points on the other end. And Kearney Catholic did that enough that they stopped Sandy Creek from scoring and then turned them into easy points on the other end as well, which probably helped Kearney Catholic's shooting percentage in the game, even though neither one of these two teams really shot the ball exceptionally well. But the Stars do win it by a final of 60-29. And again, in the girls' game, the Lady Stars won it 63-30. We're going to take one more break. We're hoping to be able to talk with head coach Don Leese. They were delayed a little bit because of an award presentation for winning the tournament, and they had to take a quick team picture. Otherwise, Coach Leese generally is up here by now, but again, slowed down a little bit. So we'll take one quick break, and hopefully we'll be able to talk with Coach Leese as we'll continue coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as the Stars do win over Sandy Creek 60-29. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports. Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic High School as the Stars defeat Sandy Creek in both boys and girls basketball to claim championships of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. Again, the boys won at 60-29 just moments ago. Earlier today, the Lady Stars win 63-30 in a matchup of top five teams in Class C1 as the Stars win by 33. And I think Sandy Creek by the end of the season are going to be, they got Michaela Shaw. They got Russ Neimeyer. I like their chances of them being good at the end of the year. But Sandy Creek right now just was no match for Kearney Catholic as the Stars forced somewhere in the neighborhood of 36-38 turnovers in the game. And so they win very comfortably in a top-five matchup in girls basketball. And the Stars win today 60-29. Right now in the SEC championship game, Georgia blocked a punt. Ran it in for a touchdown for a 21-10 lead, and then Alabama just marched it right down their throat, scored the touchdown, and then the two-point conversion, and so it's 21-18 as there's about 4.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter of the SEC championship game. They're out of the locker room, and we're looking around to see if we can find Coach Leese. Don't see him. But we do have people efforting finding Coach Lee, so we'll hopefully be able to talk with the coach if he can make it up here in the next couple of minutes or so. Don't forget tonight, coverage of the well, actually going on right now. We have On the Breeze 94.5 coverage of the Big Ten championship game as the Huskers will be taking on Wisconsin in a rematch, and that game will kick off a little bit after about 7:15 or so, and we'll be able to make that and listen on the radio and watch it on television. That's what my game plan is, complete with nachos. You doing nachos, Coach?
You dang right. Nachos sounds good.
How about
right
some wingies?
Ooh, that sounds real good.
Yeah, that sounds real good. That sounds real good. Hey, you guys look pretty good today.
Yeah, we did. First quarter there, Randy kind of got off to a little bit of a shaky start on some things, but I thought the kids defensively, man, we stepped it up even from last night to tonight.
And you guys are really hanging your hat on your defense. I thought last night you really got your offense started because of your defense, and that certainly was the case again here today.
Yeah, and that's something we've been really preaching to the kids is the defensive aspects of things. It's probably because, they understand, Randy, that, we can score, but there's times where shots weren't falling. Dave hit the first three right off the bat in the first part of the game there, and then we had some really good looks, and they just weren't going for us. And it's one of those that I just tell them, guys, sometimes it's going to be that way, but defense is going to win you games, so you got to make sure we score four, you got to hold them to three then.
I kind of mentioned that you guys weren't shooting very well, but I think when you look at your overall shooting percentage in this game, it's not going to be bad because a lot of those are going to be in the paint. They're going to be layups.
Yeah, and then we got things going there, Randy. They came out in the zone, a little bit of what you call an amoeba zone. It's a 1-1 kind of 2 look out of it. They kind of flatten out into a 2-3 at spots, and it looks like a 1-3-1 at times. Our kids did a better job of cutting through there. Then we hit a couple of threes off the, skip passes and stuff. And then, they came out of it because we started hitting a few shots. And then, offensively, then we start cutting to the basket and getting to the hoop. And like you said, it'll be, when we look at the whole stats throughout the whole game, we'll probably be shooting right around 50%.
And it was just kind of impressive to me, Brian Huseman. He finished with 16 points, 8 of those come in the fourth quarter, and I think there was something like 4 of 6 possessions. He just gets his hands on the ball in one way or another, all mm-hmm. kind of in different ways. One was on a steal, one was on an offensive rebound, another one just a nice little cut.
Yep.
Just a lot of different ways that young man can score points for you.
Yeah, and he's one of those slashers. He can drive to the hoop. He actually is a pretty good three-ball shooter. He hasn't really shown that much right now, but because he hasn't had to, and we got other guys that can shoot the threes and do those things too and stuff. So Brian's one of those athletes that's hard to box out. He'll fly in there, he'll take a step this way and go off this way, and then all of a sudden he sees the ball. That's why he's one of the better defensive backs in C1, is because people couldn't throw on him because he could get there and stuff in football. So now in basketball, he brings it right in here, and basically he crashes the boards extremely hard, and then all of a sudden he leaks out. We get a rebound. We were able to throw it down there to him a couple times, and so he does a lot of things for us.
Yeah, he sure does, and just a lot of different. It seems like, again, you guys can kind of have a different scorer every night.
Yep, and that's good. We don't have to rely on one guy. Tonight, Brian did a great job of getting to the hoop. And, last night it was Alex that did the scoring, and then we had to put Alex on one of the better ball handlers and stuff, and Heinrich's kid, and try to contain him. And when you do that, sometimes your scoring goes down a little bit, and he was rushing his shot. And I said, the thing of it is, Alex, you're playing great defense. And I said, look at Heinrich's out there. He's exhausted right now. So there's other things to do out there. And he's like, yeah, I know. Everybody kind of, hangs their head when you miss a few shots and stuff. And, I was just telling him, there's a lot of different things out there that you're doing great defensively. He played awesome tonight.
Yeah, and very solid effort all the way across the board. First weekend of the season is in the rearview mirror. Give me a quick assessment.
A coach can find anything to work on and stuff, Randy. But we did some great things, these two games against two teams. Last night, Lincoln Lutheran, very, very athletic team. Tonight, you know, these guys wanted to kind of slow it down. They wanted to kind of pound it inside a little bit here and there. And I thought our kids did a good job of getting around the post when we needed them to. And then we did a couple of different other calls where we didn't get around the post. But the reason we didn't was because we were going to trap, and they were trying to get that backside guy. So we didn't go around the post on some things. But our kids defensively, Randy, I think played really, really well. Both last night and tonight. I think offensively we did some things just, you know, good enough to, get the job done.
Well, it looks pretty good. 2-0, not a bad way to start. Don, appreciate the time.
Yep. Thank you, Randy.
That's Don Lee, Sad Boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. The Stars win today 60-29 over Sandy Creek. The girls won as well, 63-30 over the Lady Cougars in a top five matchup. We're going to take, that's going to do it. We're going to wrap things up. Don't forget tonight we have coverage of hockey. It'll start in about 45-50 minutes or so. Around 6:50, we'll have coverage from Fargo as the Forest playing host to the Tri-City Storm. And don't forget, going on right now on the Breeze 94.5, we do have coverage of the Big Ten Championship game on the Nebraska Football Network. And, of course, that'll be live on the Breeze tonight, 94.5, as they take on Wisconsin for a trip to the Rose Bowl and taking on Stanford. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to say thanks to our sponsors and for engineer Jeff Babel back in the studios. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section.